Yeah, several years back, I guess I was Mr. Meanie. My wife and my daughter, just when my daughter was in high school, they decided they wanted to keep chickens. I'm like, oh, God. You know, I'm all for, you know, doing the thing yourself, but I'm like, chickens are a royal pain in the butt. You know, messy, raising them from their chicks, and why do you want to keep chickens? But whatever, they bought a meat bird and an egg-laying one. The egg-laying one got picked off by a coyote or something. And there was only one. And I ended up slaughtering it when it got fat, because it's a meat bird, and put it in the freezer. And my daughter said, I don't want to eat it, because my daughter had named it by that point. She's like, I don't want to eat it. Just don't ever serve this to me. It was like a month later, I was grilling, and I used some of that chicken, and she had some, and she, yeah, my wife was, my daughter was mad at me, and my wife was madder at me.
I know what you're saying. I would never, you know, chickens, you know, get around chickens. Before I bought this house, there was a lady here. She lives here. She had about 5 chickens and 1 rooster. And who told me about that next door? He said every day in the morning at 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:30, the rooster gets up on top the fence, and he calls he calls every day, and he said, I got tired of that.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. Yeah, they were eating dinner, and they're like, man, this chicken's really good. And then my wife looked at me, and she got the mean eyes, like, this is, and I'm like, I don't know, it could be, maybe I cooked some of that. Yeah, it wasn't a good few next days for me, put it that way.
Yeah, what I would have done is throw it out and go to Myers or Walmart and pick up the whole chicken ready to go, or Costco or Sam Club. That's what I would have done.
Well, we're kind of in a rural area here, so there's so many people who sell eggs off the side of the road for, you know, like $2 a dozen. It's like, why do I want to go through this giant hassle of keeping chickens? Unless you got a whole bunch of farm animals and that's your daily chore, but just a few chickens, yeah, that doesn't really work. That's a lot of work for not a lot of return.
It is. I told my brother like that. He was going to bring 3 chickens and a rooster. I said, no, you're not bringing them here. Take them to your house. I ain't got time for those things here. Every day you got to clean them up and feed them and all that stuff. Then not only that, they're not going to listen to you. They do what they want to do. Roger?
Yeah, well, thankfully that was short-lived, because they wanted them to be free-ranging, so they were out in the yard, and yeah, the one got picked off, the other one got picked off, or some other animal, just a bunch of guts and blood left strewn through the yard as the animal carted it off somewhere. And I did the meat bird, and yeah, they didn't get any more, so that was the end of that 1 year.
Well, I don't blame you. I would do the same thing. Anyhow, how's the weather by you? Over here, it's about 42 degrees.
It's like 35 or so. It's cold this morning. It was like 25 this morning. I broke down and fired up the wood stove. It's like, oh boy, here we go with the wood. Let's go. Keep it rolling. Keep the pipeline full.
I know what you're saying. Well, that heat, I had the heat on, and the heat at night never quit. I even woke up at 3 and that thing was going. I don't know what he got to, 29 or 22, something like that. But that was going all night, last night. Roger.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had a problem with our hot water heater. My wife just texted me a little while ago, and she's like, you know, the hot water's not hot. And I'm like, this has happened before. Just unplug it and plug it back in. One of the switches gets stuck, and you got to remove power from it. It's power vent gas one. And like, one of the switches gets stuck. You remove all power from it for like 10 seconds and then plug it back in. It'll come right back. I should fix that, but haven't gotten around to that yet.
I was living in North Park there, and I had a plug-in heater, water heater. And really, 2 days I waited for, I didn't know, you got to unplug it and plug it back in. So we called the guy and said, hey, no, did you plug it back in or did you unplug it? I said, no, I didn't do none of that. And 2 days, no hot water at all. Then he said, no, what you got to do, try that. Unplug it and plug it back in and see what happens.